Good morning, it's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabama is leading the nation in improvements on advanced placement tests used to qualify high school students for college credits. Governor Robert Bentley and State School Superintendent Tommy Bice announced the results of a study in Montgomery yesterday. Over the last 6 years, Alabama students have shown an increase of 136% in the number of advanced placements exams passed in mathematics, science, and English. The national increase over the same period was 49%. The number of qualifying scores on exams taken in Alabama increased from about 4,000 in 2008 to 9,500 this year. The College Board released similar findings earlier this month. The new report tracks results of the Advanced Placement Training and Incentives Program in Alabama. It began in 2008 with the goal of improving scores. The city of Montgomery is settling lawsuits that accuse it of wrongfully jailing people who can't pay fines. The settlement results from lawsuits filed by people who were jailed for accumulating thousands of dollars of unpaid court fines and fees. The suit claims the practice of jailing debtors violates a past Supreme Court ruling. David Dinelli is deputy legal director at the Southern Poverty Law Center, which represents two people involved in the suits. He says Montgomery is not alone and other municipalities should beware.
This is a landmark settlement, and we think that everyone should take note. Every single city in the state of Alabama that operates municipal courts should look at this and make certain that they're complying, because if not, they might be sued as well.
As part of the settlement, poor people will have the option of paying $25 a month or performing community service work. A federal judge still must approve the settlement. The public will get a chance today to speak on a controversial mining project. The issue is whether to renew a state permit to allow mine runoff from the Shepherd Bend mine. Critics complain the pollutants going into the Black Warrior River could harm Birmingham's drinking water supply. The group Black Warrior Riverkeeper opposes renewing the permit. Spokesman Nelson Brooks says the mining process and mine pollutants are a serious threat.
In a large strip mine like this, we're talking about a radical alteration in the landscape. So we're very concerned about not only the impact on tributaries to the river and the critters that live in the river, but also the impact on local residents, on uses of the water for recreation, fishing, and drinking.
The public hearing will be at Bevel State Community College in the town of Summerton. The event begins at 6 p.m. The public can send in comments online until Friday. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Expect a nice start to our Thursday, but it gets hot this afternoon. Temperatures back in the low to mid-90s. Good supply of sun. Overnight tonight, clear and warm. Lows near 70 for Friday. A chance for storms along the Gulf Coast, but the rest of the state will be sunny and dry for Friday. But for the weekend plan, Saturday and Sunday, look for a good chance for scattered storms. Doesn't rain all day, but occasional storms are likely. Highs in the upper 80s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.